Nova playing favorites in 88 and 828 with Greg at 17 minutes to 7 on Wednesday night. Shango is the LP and Hold On, that's Carlos Santana. And Ian Hunter, one of the better radio records around, All of the Good Ones Are Taken. And David Bowie's Drive-In Saturday. Spot the similarity. A cloning process back in the 70s. I've just been back in the library, which is sort of next door to where I'm sitting now. And it's beginning to look like the Nurgle Room in WKRP in Cincinnati. Nova on a Wednesday, Elton John is on the way.
Refreshing and delicious. That's Moo milkshakes in the handy little straw packs.
Moo, such a silly name, but it's fabulous too.
It's the Horse Show Special at Maxim's this Friday night. Maxim's, Dublin's number one nightclub. Lots of spot prizes, all the right people. Maxim's, the Horse Show Special this Friday night.
Incredible Levi offer now on at Duggan Summer Sale Bray and Stillorgan Plaza. Free Levi shirt for the men. Free Levi Keep Fit record for the ladies with every pair of Levi's purchased. Hurry while stocks last to Duggan Summer Sale Bray and Stillorgan Plaza.
Special offer from Vic Marine. Free course of lessons and storm sail with each Vic Dufour and Wind Glider sailboard. Call to the Vic Sailboard Center, Century Avenue. Open Monday to Friday till 7, Saturday till 2:30. Full range of accessories on show. Boards also available from Surf Point at Sea Point and Allward at Grand Canal Quay. Remember, Vic Marine, Century Avenue.
In tonight's evening press, John Boland examines the general standards and prices of Irish hotels and restaurants and doesn't like what he finds. It's back tonight with Punch and Personality, the evening press, Ireland's biggest selling evening newspaper. Buy it.
Radio Nova.
Wonderful. Brian Ferry in Roxy Music, that's Avalon from the LP of the same name. The Men Without Hats doing the safety dance. That's about the size of it for Wednesday evening. See you in Club Nassau for some half-price beer tonight. It's Dennis on the Rock Show on Supernova just after the 7 o'clock news. And Scott Williams at 7.30 on 8.28 a.m. Just after Dublin Today, which follows on 8.28. See you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Leave you with WKRP.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me.
Two burgers, thank you. Next, please.
Can I have a copy of the magazine?
The magazine?
Yes, the magazine. The magazine. The one everyone's talking about.
You have it here, you take it away.
No, I mean the magazine. You know, absolutely the most exciting visual package ever. It's a must. Packed with music, fashion, people, style. It's got just about everything. It's only amazing.
Just a minute. Hey, Mario, we sell it the magazine? No, we not sell it, but I give you fish and a chip.
No, I want the magazine. Hot gas of good vibrations, thrills and chills, fun and games.
Salt and the vinegar.
No, the magazine.
Oh, the magazine. You buy it the next door.
How?
The magazine. Essential reading for essential people. Get it now.
If you're planning a picnic today, here's one very good bit of advice from your local bottled beer wholesaler.
Pack a bottle of beer or two.
That's right. As well as the things children like, pack a bottle of beer or two for the grown-ups.
Pack a bottle of beer or two.
Pack a bottle of dark foaming Guinness or light lively hop or satisfying Smithwick's. Pack your favorite beer for grown-up taste and refreshment on the beach, in the country, anywhere. So, for a perfect picnic,
pack a bottle of beer or two.
Take a fiver down to Golden Discs and get the new LP from Yazoo. Yes, $4.99. That's the price of the number one LP, You and Me Both, from Yazoo. And it's available at all Golden Discs branches now.
McCarthy's MNC food store with accommodation at Sallynoggin as first prize. Second prize, £1,000. Third prize, £500. And fourth prize, £500. You could be a lucky winner for just £20 a ticket. For more information, call 851-311. That's 851-311. Also 606-666.
Mrs. Thatcher says,
the policies of yesterday's are policies we should all look to for inspiration.
Mrs. Thatcher speaking from yesterday's bar in Bloom's Hotel.
Fellas, Smithwick's half price. Ladies, free. Where? Club Nassau, this Wednesday and every Wednesday. You might even win a tracksuit at Club Nassau.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. This is Brian Dobson. Good evening. Three Dublin men have been remanded in custody by the Dublin District Court on charges of possessing heroin. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Index at 5 p.m. stood down for 0.30 at 1,187.7. That's the financial report, courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers on 608-977. Radio Nova.
Hello, good evening and welcome. I'm Ken Hammond and this is Dublin Today on Radio Nova 828 AM. As always at this time, may I remind you that over on 88 FM, The Rock Show has just begun for alternative radio listening. But here on Dublin Today, between now and 7.30, we'll be hearing about a street theatre fundraising event by the Grapevine Arts Centre. Gig Guide will have details of what's on entertainment-wise around town tonight. Declan Meehan reviews Maura O'Connell's debut solo album, Our Record Choice for this week. And we'll also be finding out just when Radio Caroline will be returning to the airwaves. But first this evening, a speculation over when and whether the leaders of the Irish and English governments will meet in summit this year. Susan Barrett of the Grapevine Arts Centre in North Frederick Street. You're listening to Dublin Today. It's just gone 18 minutes past 7. On Radio Nova. Well, perhaps the most interesting rumour in radio circles today has been the news that Radio Caroline is all set for a comeback. I'm told a new ship has been purchased to replace the Mi Amigo, which sank in a gale off the coast of Britain back in 1980. And radio fans all over Europe will soon be able to hear the new sound, Radio Caroline. Well, today, Linda Conway spoke to London journalist Stuart Payne by telephone and asked him if the new Radio Caroline would become a reality in the near future.
Yes, I can. I received information over the last two or three days to tell me that the ship was ready to leave a harbour in Spain. In fact, the situation today is that there was a last-minute complication. Spanish officials had a look round the ship and decided that it couldn't sail until some changes had been made to life rafts on the ship. This has delayed it by about 24 hours, but the information I have is that it should be sailing either today or tomorrow.
Will Radio Caroline's administrative base be in Spain?
No, I think the major part of the operation is going to be based in America. They have a considerable amount of American finance, and as I understand it, their office is set up in Los Angeles and in New York. That is where much of the organization is now based. Although I suspect that some of the supply runs will come from Spain.
I believe there's some £3 million of American money behind it. Have you any indication as to who the backers are?
I'm afraid I haven't. They've had a lot of trouble with the American backing. About a year ago, the ship was ready to sail with American backing behind it. And at the very last minute, problems arose between what perhaps we can call the London side of it and the American side. The two sides fell out and all that backing disappeared. And it's taken Ronan O'Reilly about a year to arrange new finance. I know it's a considerable sum of money, but I have at this stage no details exactly who has put up the money.
If we can talk briefly now about the ship itself. Three transmitters on board, is that right?
That's right. I understand there is one 50-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter and two standby 10-kilowatt medium-wave transmitters. Broadcasting on 50 kilowatts, which is what they plan to do, the signal should be received over much of the UK.
Do you think we'll be able to receive it here in Ireland?
Well, certainly people tell me that it should, at certain times of the day, be heard in Ireland quite strongly. The problem is, of course, they've had no facility to test the transmitters. All the while the ship's been in harbour, although the transmitters have been on board, they can only put on what is called a dummy load. Therefore, the transmitters have not actually been in full operation, and until they have actually been tried and tested, no one really knows exactly how far the signal will stretch. But I have been told that there is a good chance that it will be received in Ireland.
Now, we've actually heard here today as well that Ronan O'Reilly bought a new ship. It's been renamed. What was it originally?
The ship was originally called the Ross Revenge, and it's 978 tons, and it's described in the Lloyd's Register of Ships as a motor salvage vessel. I think it was originally designed as a trawler for working in Icelandic waters. It's ice-strengthened, which means that it's an ideal ship for the purpose. It is designed to stay at sea for long periods of time. Ronan acquired the ship about 2 years ago, and it is to be renamed the Imagine. That is as a tribute to John Lennon, who, of course, recorded the song Imagine.
You mentioned that the ship will in fact set sail from Spain. Where do you expect it to drop anchor?
It will drop anchor in very much the same position that it was in before, namely about 12 miles off the coast of Essex in the Thames estuary. I'm told that it won't be in precisely the same location, but it will be very much in the same vicinity.
How about the attitude of the British government? They were forced off the air before. What do you think the attitude of a Tory government is going to be this time?
Well, of course, this is very much an unknown quantity. The government didn't take too much notice of Caroline when it was broadcasting in the 70s and into the very early part of the 1980s. I don't really know. It certainly was outlawed, of course, in 1967 by the then Labour government. When it came back in 1972, it was really allowed to continue without too much harassment. The ship itself was in the main left alone, and the police activities tended to concentrate on keeping an eye on supply runs going out from the British coastline and perhaps intercepting those. And the only time it had any real trouble was when it drifted inside British territorial waters. I suspect that all the while it stays outside British territorial waters, it will be left alone, but only time will tell.
Stuart Payne, and rumour has it that Caroline will be broadcasting test transmissions this weekend. No harm with a little competition. You're listening to Dublin Today. It's 24 minutes past seven.
On Radio Nova.
Now, still with things musical, this week Declan Meehan has been listening to one of Ireland's top-selling albums.